Okay, appreciate everybody being here. Good game for us. I was really really happy for, proud of the young guys, the way they played, the guys who played. They brought it. They held the standard in a real strong way. Ran the ball well, protected the ball well, got the turnovers. Thought our defense gave up some yards early. Then we got our run defense tightened up a little bit, which is good to see. Thought our special teams was really outstanding. So it's a good way to finish. Got a lot of tough decisions to make, for sure, over the next couple of days, and we'll see how it shakes out. What questions you have?
John, like you said, I know the official decisions come on that Tuesday, but a guy like Keon Martin, how much did he help this case again?
Yeah, I mean, he played well. You know, he keeps making big plays, you know, and that's something that is accounted for sure, and I think he played sound as well, did things the right way, so he's played just like that the whole camp.
Did you like the INT or the vice block?
I think I might have liked the vice block even better, you know. You see that? That was impressive. Whole sideline was fired up on that. Yeah. We work hard at that. That was impressive.
John, obviously turnovers have been an emphasis throughout camp. Mm-hmm. More today, and I think just throughout the preseason, just how pleased have you been with the guys kind of responding to that challenge?
Right. It's been intentional. I mean, it's been something that we've been thinking about, talking about, drilling, practicing, trying to make sure we try to make it happen, try to challenge our offense as much as we can because it's good for your offense, too, to protect the ball. Work against each other in that way, and I thought it showed up today just like you want it to, just like you would hope it would. And now we got to continue down that road, make it show up during the regular season.
John, we know the run game is so important to you guys. The first two drives just seemed like that was a huge point of emphasis, and you did it very successfully. Just right. What did that mean to see even your depth guys carry that out?
Yeah, I mean, it's just important to be able to control the line of scrimmage. You know, running the ball obviously is something that has been important here for a long time, and I think it's established that we're going to play that way. So to see it happen in the preseason is a good thing. We didn't do as well last year in the preseason with that. We still were able to turn it around during the season, but we have a good foundation right now. But, you know, we're going to see some really good fronts. We're going to see some run defenses that are loaded up against us, and we want to try to find a way to run the ball anyway. That'll be important to us.
John, a follow-up to the turnovers. Trenton Simpson helped force the two of those. How do you think he's handled his responsibilities, everything that's been asked of him this summer?
I think Trenton's really made a big step this year. I just feel like the way he's processing the game, you know, has been a big step. He's a guy who was an All-American running back in high school. Went to Clemson and, you know, was learning to play defense all along and came here. And I think, you know, you could see that the talent was evident. But this year he's really taken a big step in terms of just, you know, keeping it simple. Maybe it's slowed down. Maybe his brain process is faster, so his game has slowed down just a little bit, and he seems like he's very comfortable. Yeah. Well, we wanted to get him a long field goal, so you know, we're going to try back there at 63, I think it was, before we hit the screen pass, and then we got the screen pass, then we went backwards again to get him over 60 yards. So see how well that worked out for us. But it was a great kick. It was nice to see.
Why did some of those decisions that are going to have to be made? Is it, whether it's Keon Martin, some of the other guys, Rasheed Ali, does it make it that much more difficult to try to narrow it down?
Well, I mean, you know, the good problem is when guys play well. You know, that's what you want. You want to see guys play well, and that's what we try to do. You know, that's the goal as a coach. You want to do everything you can to help your guys be successful. That's why we coach. So to see the guys be successful, that's what you want. So that's the problem we want to have. And like I say, it's a good problem to have.
John, you said you specifically wanted Tyler to get a long kick. Is that a confidence thing? Is that you want to get a sense of his range? What's the reason?
No, I'd say we have a sense of his range, yeah. But confidence thing, just to get out there in a game and you know, be in that circumstance and having done it one time like that more than maybe it would have is valuable.
What is that?
Well, what was it today? I mean, that was now you're talking about had a little breeze at his back. It's hot, it's summertime, so that's going to be the ideal circumstances. There's been a bunch of kicks. You guys have probably noticed a bunch of long kicks have been made so far this year, so you're seeing it around the league.
John, obviously you ran the ball well, but how do you think Cooper played?
I thought he played well. I mean, I thought he was on point, made a few throws, flipped the protection a couple times. That was good. They were pressuring us, and they were calling a lot of different defenses to try to get a stop. So, you know, I think he's played well the whole camp. I think he's a very good backup quarterback, you know, and I thought Devin played well. You know, to see Devin's progress from the first game to today, pretty remarkable, you know, the way he played as well. So it seemed like both those guys played well.
John, do you expect Lamont to practice on Monday?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. John, Ruben Lamont.
Unless he doesn't want to. He is Lamar. Yeah, I mean, I do. I think you know, you're probably going to put more guys in that category that you're talking about than can make the team, though. You know, and I think he's definitely in that category, and that'll be one of those decisions that we'll have to make. But he did it again today. Played really well.
You got two more,
John. Along those lines, you did talk at the beginning of summer about identifying that number three safety job, and we've seen Kane in that role a lot. How do you feel about your safety depth? And obviously, throw Starks in there because he's a rookie as well.
Yeah, you know, I feel really good about those guys. I think Malachi is going to play really well. He's a rookie. You know, we all have to understand that. You know, he's going to be a rookie, but I think he's a very advanced rookie. Of course, Kyle, and then you've got Sanusi and Bo and Ruben. Those guys are going to be a part of that too. So we thought we had our Darius, you know, and it didn't turn out that way. But I'm happy with the way those guys have played, and I think you got to play to their strengths. You know, you look at what Sanusi can do if he's out there and play to his strengths, or you know, Ruben or Bo, if they're out there, you play to their strengths if they're on the field.
John, you talked in Dallas about Rasheen Ali being a part of your running back plans. How much of that, I guess, reflects your desire to be more explosive with the dynamic kickoffs and everything?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he'd be a depth running back part of it, obviously, you know, but he's proven he can. I think he's proven himself to be a good back, you know, in preseason. And then he's a big part of special teams right now. Like, he's starting on every special teams right now, so. Something would have to change for that not to be the case. So, yes, dynamic kickoff return. He's on the punt team. He's on the punt return team. He's on the kickoff team. So he's a big part of that right now.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.